Insight with Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's show. And now, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
And it isn't Jack Stogler tonight. He is out of town, so we're here, and we're going to do our regular talks with Rocker like Jack usually does. And from Performance Physical Therapy, I'll let you guys introduce yourself. Jackie?
Hello, I'm Jackie Brewing from Coldwater, Ohio.
And I'm Tiffany McLeodani from Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we are going to be talking about their business, Performance Physical Therapy. Rocker, what do you have in store for us tonight?
I got your on this day. We got some celebrity birthdays and the top 10.
Oh, good. And we're going to have some Christmas trivia, Christmas songs, and it's What's the Next Line? We'll play these. We have five of them. They're all very familiar to everybody in the world, and we'll play a little bit of it. We'll play 15 to 20 seconds of it, and then it'll stop, and you'll tell us. I'll get you some paper here in a little bit, and we'll write down what you think the next line is going to be. And I'm pretty sure all of us are going to get them all right. So we'll be back in just a minute. We'll talk with Tiff and Jackie from Performance Physical Therapy back in just a minute.
Weekends are party time at Brick Street Tavern. We'll bring you great DJs and bands all winter long. Stop up and join your friends for the party at Brick Street every weekend. This Saturday night, we'll be having one of the most popular bands around, Hammer Jockeys. Stop up and join your friends for all the fun at Brick Street Tavern this weekend and every weekend through the winter. Meet your friends at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
The Traveling Tribe will once again be hosting a German supper. It'll be held at the high school commons from 4 to 6 on Saturday, December 14th, before the boys' basketball game with Crestview. The tickets are pre-sale only, and you can get them at the high school office or from any Traveling Tribe member. Each dinner is only $7 and will include sausage, mashed potatoes, sauerkraut, applesauce, and a dinner roll, and carryouts will also be available. Lots of us wait all year for this to come around, so be sure to get your tickets now at the high school office for the Traveling Tribe's Great German Dinner. Then get to the Boys Crestview game early on Saturday, December 14th. Serving starts at 4 o'clock.
And we're back talking to the people from Performance Physical Therapy. So, Jackie, I guess you probably would be better to ask this than Tiff. Tell us about maybe the history of Performance Physical Therapy, how it started, why you started it, where you started, how did it all come about?
It all started, I guess it's always been something in my blood. I grew up with a work ethic of, you know, growing up on a dairy farm in fair to finish hog operation. It was always a matter of you're always going to work hard. And after working in the corporate world, working for somebody else, I realized if I'm going to work hard, I'd rather work hard for myself. There's just a feeling of a greater satisfaction. You have a greater buy-in. You have you have it all in. You're all in when you own your own business. And at one point, working for corporate America, I just felt it just didn't satisfy my needed. And I didn't have my heart in it. And in 2013, an opportunity came about for one of my very, very dear friends, Kim Rammel. And we decided, hey, let's do this. Didn't have an operator's manual on how to run a business, but we knew we could treat, and we knew how to treat very well. So we decided, hey, let's go ahead and do this. And so we started.
That's awesome. So where did you start? Did you start in a home, or did you start in the building you were in until very recently?
Kind of a little bit of both. When we first started, we bought the old First Financial Bank in Coldwater.
Which, and not very many people can say they bought a bank.
No. No, they can't. We bought a bank, and I think Kim found about $28 left over behind some cabinetry that was got stuck. So somebody.
Oh, yeah, I was missing $28. Yeah, I went in there one day, and they shorted me.
I hate to know the teller that got in trouble for her cash drawer not balancing out at the end of the day. And then, we were in a bank, and prior to being able to get up and running, I actually saw patients in my house until we were able to actually see patients in the office. In fact, our first few patients that we had, we didn't have heat in the building, so I remember very distinctly we were treating in snow pants and coats, and we're like, this is how you do it. You start, with a card table, and you start and you work from the ground up, and we eventually got heat, and then we eventually were able to pay the bills. That's right. And then we continued to grow, and it's kind of amazing. At first, it started out with just, Kim and I, and then we eventually hired our first front desk employee. And here we are 5.5 years later, and we have 4 PTs, 4 PTAs, 4 front office desks.
Explain what PTs and PTAs are.
Yeah, a PT is a physical therapist, and they have a doctorate degree. So anywhere from six and a half years to myself, including my business degree, 8.5 years of schooling, and physical therapy assistants. They have an associate's degree, and they can do everything that a physical therapist can do. The only thing that they can't do is set up the plan of care, meaning how are we going to, treat a patient, mm-hmm. and they don't do that first evaluation. But other than that, they treat the same number, they do treatments just like a physical therapist would.
And what kind of schooling is involved in that? About the same or noticeably less? Or?
It is an associate's degree, but I think with an associate's degree, all the PTAs, and in fact, I was a PTA first before becoming a physical therapist. My parents pretty much said, why are you going to go to college? You're supposed to milk cows the rest of your life. You're marrying a farmer and you're going to have kids in a few years. And I knew deep down inside I didn't want to milk cows my whole life, and I didn't want to live in a hog building my whole
Good
life.
Choice.
And at the time, they didn't, they were not very supportive. However, seeing the turn in the dairy industry, I think now that they're like, man, you did, it was a good decision, and I would agree, it was a dang good decision for me, because I'm doing what I love. And I started out as a PTA because I didn't think I could afford college, and two, I didn't think I was smart enough to do it. But then after I went through school, there was something inside of me that you can't describe it. It's put your soul on fire, and I just love treating patients and getting patients better in a way that you use your hand and you use your heart, and you give your patient everything you can, and they get better. And it's not pushing pills, and it's not, it's just an all-natural way of, getting people to move better. And once I started to do it, I wanted more and more and more. And so I got married, then continued to go to school until I was finished with my PT degree.
That sounds like a pretty good track to go, because you at least you didn't have to spend a whole bunch of money and time at first, and then you found out you really, really like it and wanted to get everything you could, all the information you could, all the knowledge you could, all the training that you could to do the better job.
Yeah, I think honestly, if I had to write the way physical therapists went to school, I think everybody should, before you're a PTA, I think you should be a PTA first. You get a lot of good hands-on skill. Mm-hmm. You have the opportunity to work with a lot of great mm-hmm. therapists and really understand it. So you're not just regurgitating information mm-hmm. just to pass a test. You actually have real-world application to what you're doing. And when you go back to PT school, you know you're just not recognizing and memorizing things. It's like, oh, I remember a patient with this, and you understand it.
Yeah, because there's not much better training than on-the-job training and just doing it. Mm-hmm. And there's probably people that are perfectly happy being an assistant their entire career, because it's less responsibility. You still get to be the hands-on, do that. That's pretty good. So is that kind of how you did things, Tiffany? Or
mine was a little different. I went to UD, got my four-year undergrad, then went straight into, it took kind of a year off. But like Jackie, I wasn't sure if PT was the right route for me. Mm-hmm. Did I want all of that responsibility? Did I think I could, knowledgeable enough to do that? So I actually did start a PTA program mm-hmm. After I graduated undergrad. And after a few semesters of doing that, I was also working for a PT clinic, a private practice down in Dayton. So I was doing a little bit of that and trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I reapplied and I got in, and then I finally realized that at the end of the day that, yes, and a lot of drive from my parents too, like, you mm-hmm. know, no, I think, you know, you can do it. You know, this is, you know, your end game is to be a therapist, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, subsidizing the PTA profession at all, because, you know, they do an amazing job. They do a lot of our dirty work for us, and they're amazing. So, I'm very grateful that I decided to take that path and going into PT school. It was a lot of hard work, but it's very rewarding as well. Mm-hmm. Still a 7-year degree at the end of the day, but there's a reason it's a 7-year degree. We want that autonomy. We want to really kind of get our hands on the patients and really work to getting them better. We want to be that first line of care for them. So that's mm-hmm. part of the reason why that 7-year degree is there. So there's a lot of differential diagnosis and knowledge that goes into that. So take some time and experience, like Jackie had said. But a lot of the good therapists that I've really worked with are therapists that went through the PTA to PT transition, mm-hmm. Because they do have a lot of, you know, great hands-on experience. That's why a lot of PTs out there still have their master's degree or even their bachelor's degree, and they just kind of grandfathered them in when it kind of transitioned up to a doctorate, mm-hmm. Because they've got the clinical experience. You know, their knowledge is in their clinical experience.
Yeah.
You know, so that's mm-hmm. huge. Yes. At the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely. Jackie, you know, we kind of brushed on. I knew about where your location is and was. Kind of fill people in on your Coldwater and your Fort Recovery locations, so we.
Yeah.
So people kind of know where you are.
Yeah, so we were in a bank in Coldwater on the East End. However, McDonald's is now, the new McDonald's is exactly on the property in which our old clinic was. And we have just recently opened, as of yesterday, opened our woo-hoo. New, yeah, we have an office in Coldwater in downtown, and you can't miss it.
You're right. I wasn't sure where you were, and I drove by there on Monday or Tuesday. Lights were on. And I said, oh, now I know where they went.
you can't miss
beautiful.
It. Yeah, it's a beautiful building. And I did one of those sinful things. I feel like I need to go to confession now because my father-in-law believes that you don't paint two things. You don't paint wood and you don't paint brick. We have painted wood and we have painted brick.
Yep. It sticks out really well.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful building. We rehabbed the old Steelworkers Union Hall. Mm-hmm. And
now, were those windows always in there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Because I went by there and I went, what is that? It looks, saw all the equipment and knew exactly what it was.
Yeah. And then we also, in May, it'll be our 2-year anniversary that we are in the same building, the old Home Idea Center. And we share space with Amy Wendell, which actually was kind of like the starting point after having, I've never been in a clinic where it was that large and that open like we have in Fort Recovery. And once the patients were at our cold water office and then they went to the Fort Recovery office, they couldn't believe how huge it was. I mean, it's beautiful.
Compared to that other one, yeah, it's definitely a lot bigger.
And it gives us the opportunity to have in such a big building, we can do a lot of things they don't see in a lot of other rehab facilities. I mean, we can throw balls and volleyballs and basketballs for our athletes, but yet at the same time, we have plenty of room to do things for a lot of gait training for, whether it be a spinal cord injury or we have some people with different neurological diseases. And we designed it so that if you need privacy, you've got nice private treatment rooms. But if you're out in the gym and you need to, push these, athletes to, for real world, get back to the game, there's plenty of space to do that as well. So having that, having this facility here in Fort Recovery has been a great way to serve the people of Fort Recovery so they don't have to travel all over. Because this is one town, it's just like if you want to do anything other than what's right in town, it's like drive 15 minutes probably.
We like to be homebodies every once in a while.
Yeah.
So, now, you kind of alluded to the physical therapists and the physical therapy assistants. How many other employees do you have as far as, just whatever else may be necessary for that, for a business?
We are currently at 4 PTs, 4 physical therapists, 4 physical therapy assistants, 4 front office staff, and they range from duties from our front desk coordinator, so they greet patients. We have a patient care representative, meaning, and that's Larissa Holman, who's also from Coldwater, married an Indiana boy, and her whole job is primarily to take care of the patient. Anything that be the liaison between their insurance company and help them navigate, like, what are my benefits? And help them understand, what am I getting myself into? And I think that's what that's really, really tough. In the medical profession, you go to, if you go to Walmart or you go to the grocery store, you get a box of cereal, you know exactly what it is. When you use your health insurance, it's a maze. In fact, and you need somebody to actually walk you through, like, what is this really going to cost me? And a lot of people don't even know. So
And if they did know, the next year it changes.
I guarantee it. It's going to be more.
you can sit down and read the whole thing, know every bit about it, and the next time it gets renewed, it's a completely different policy.
So I think knowing that some of the, some of the patients' fears, even using the healthcare system in general, is, that they're unaware. They're confused or they don't even know. So we have one person that is pretty much her job, is to make sure that patient feels welcome from the minute they walk, from the time they even pick up the phone to call us, answer questions, help them walk them through their insurance benefits, and then help them with any questions that they have. And then in addition to that, then we also have a billing team. So it's been great. We have two facilities that are running full time.
We have a tech as well.
And a rehab tech. I'm sorry about Renee. She is our rehab tech.
What does a rehab tech do?
She is the grease that keeps the wheels turning.
She helps us in many, many ways.
So. Sounds like every piece of that puzzle has to be there or it can't work.
I'll tell you what, it has a difficult time running when somebody's off, but if you felt, I mean, if you walked in our office, the energy and the camaraderie and the friendship of this very well-oiled machine, I can honestly say I've never seen it before. I mean, we just have a dang awesome, good team.
Yeah, everyone works so well together.
Yeah, I've spoken with several, and we know Tiff, and yeah.
She's the exception.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm the newbie, so.
Yeah, she's mean. Hard to get along with.
It can't be. You wait. No. You can ask my husband. He might play
off. Yeah, well. But if he says anything bad, just give him spam for supper. He'll shut up pretty quick. So let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. We'll see if we're going to do the our rocker stuff now, or if we're going to do that a little later. We'll get to it for sure. We'll see how we want to continue from here. But we're going to take a little quick break, and we'll be back with Jackie Broering and Tiffany McElDowney from Performance Physical Therapy.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Bohr's Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Bohr's, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Bohr's Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Bohr's Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Mary Help of Christians will again be having a Blue Christmas service of healing and hope on Thursday evening, December 19th at 7 p.m. If you or someone you know might be having some trouble through the Christmas season, this service is for you. When the holiday hurts, whether you've experienced the death of a loved one, have health issues, are worried about finances or a job, or maybe have a broken relationship that is causing stress, you want to attend this service of healing and hope. In this service, they invite you to listen, pray, sing, meditate, and trust in God that you will find hope and comfort in knowing that you are not alone. So if you're experiencing some holiday blues, you're invited to come and find comfort and hope at the Blue Christmas service at Mary Help of Christians Church on Thursday, December 19th at 7 p.m. You are not alone. Fort Recovery Music Department will be presenting a Christmas choir concert on Sunday, December 15th, and it will feature Christmas music from the Junior High Show Choir and the High School Show Choir. Our show choirs have been working hard on their music, so stop by the middle school auditoria and check out this great Christmas music from our students, and it's free of charge. That's the Christmas choir concert on Sunday, December 15th at 7 p.m.
And we're back with Jackie Broering and Tiffany McElDowney. Tiffany Garkey McElDowney. A lot of people around here will know Tiffany Garkey, and most of us know that she's McElDowney now. And they're talking about performance physical therapy. And we were, during the break, we were talking about I cut Jackie off before she could talk about it, her maintenance man that she wanted to wanted to mention. Let's talk about him real quickly, and then we'll get to some rocker things.
Yeah, I didn't want him to feel totally ousted, because I think sometimes he does. He's always the behind the scenes type of guy, but he's the guy that shows up to, he can show up to work in a pair of work pants and shoes that are pretty worn out, but he's pretty much my rock, my support system. And he's done everything in our new building, and he does a lot of maintenance and repairs and laying carpet, and
he's been doing it all over
he's
there.
He's been doing it all, and he just happens to be a human resource manager that he's handles all the headaches that I really don't like to do. So, yeah, I want to make sure that he's acknowledged that he really contributes to a huge part of our business.
That's good. I hope he's not embarrassed that you're mentioning it.
Yeah.
Some people do get embarrassed if you mention their name, but that's good that we, and I'm sorry we cut that off so we didn't get about a chance to talk to him.
Okay.
Yep. So, I think what we're going to do now, we're going to shift gears back to where we were going to start, but I didn't, is with Rocker. So, Rocker, what do you have for us here?
Well, we got a little on this day for you.
Oh, boy.
1913.
That's the year I was born.
I doubt that.
Oh, okay.
The Mona Lisa was recovered after a two-year heist.
Whoa, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it got heisted about 1911.
Ooh.
How they found it, I have no idea. And how they know it's the actual thing is another thing.
Yeah, they have people that sort of know that stuff, so.
This next one I'm going to need your help with, Neil.
I'll try.
1936, King Edward, I'm not very good with the Roman numerals, VII.
That's seven.
Seven. Advocates his throne to marry Wallace Simpson.
Yep, I remember hearing about that. She was a divorcee, and it was a big scandal. Now, Prince Harry married a divorcee, and everybody loves her, so it's not, the times have changed a little bit, but yeah.
1951, Joe DiMaggio announces his retirement after 20-plus years of baseball.
You say Joe DiMaggio?
Yes.
Yeah, then he sold us Mr. Coffey's, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He made a mint off of that.
Yeah, well, he did okay with Marilyn Monroe, too, so.
Ah, yes. Marilyn.
Yeah, okay, Rocker. I don't think I have to ask you if you thought Marilyn Monroe was good-looking.
Well, I was a minus 30 plus when she was around, so.
Yeah, but she's still look at her pictures.
Celebrity birthdays.
Oh, boy.
Brenda Lee, 75.
Oh.
I doubt if she's doing much rocking around the Christmas tree at this point.
No, and rocking around the Christmas tree is not one of our Christmas songs that we're going to do the, what's the next line. So we'll be doing that pretty shortly, and that's not one of our songs, though that was definitely considered.
Actress Donna Mills is 79.
What is she playing? That sounds familiar.
She's like Knox Landing.
Oh. Okay.
Haley Steinfeld is 23.
I've heard of her recently.
You might know her.
I'm not good with this stuff.
Oh, yeah. She was an actor that used to be a singer, and now she does some back to singing a little bit. I think I've seen her on some of the talk shows.
One of the Jackson 5. Jermaine is 65.
Remember some of the Jackson 5?
Yeah, I don't care.
And here's another one you're not going to care about.
Oh, good.
John Kerry is 76.
I'll be darned.
Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue is 61.
Oh, he's 61.
Yeah.
Whoa.
How he made it.
Let's just say he's had a rough life.
He should have been dead a couple times. And Terry Garr is 72.
And that sounds familiar. Who was she? I remember.
Young Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah.
She had a couple shows.
Yep. I remember the name now. I know I'd seen her a few times. What else? So that's her celebrity birthdays. I forgot to play happy birthday to them, so.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Rocker's top 10 2019 Christmas wish list.
Are we going to get calls on this, Rocker? Are you
we may.
Get,
we may get
you going to get nasty texts?
Well, Bubba will be chirping, that's for sure.
Yes, I'm sure he will.
Number 10. I lowered this on the list because I didn't want too much expectations.
Okay.
Fort Recovery State Basketball Champions.
Ooh. I like it.
I like
it. Is that boys or girls?
Both.
Ooh. Oh, I'm all for that.
I'm embarrassed about this next one, but...
Uh-oh.
Number 9, Rihanna Scented Candles.
Rihanna Scented Candles. That's a nice wish.
Number 8, Neil get a chuckle out of this one.
I got a chuckle out of the last one.
Bubba and Bill Christmas album.
Oh boy. That'll be a minus million seller.
Well, at least a couple people buy it just for the Laugh Factory.
Well, probably they'll bring it back and want their money back.
Oh, this is one of you know, Bill fired up. Number 7, find out who killed JFK.
We already know it was Lee Harvey Oswald by himself.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Conspiracy Theory.
Number 6.
And this is a Rockers 2020 wish list?
Yes.
Okay.
No, 2019.
Oh, what, we only got 2 weeks, 3 weeks to get it finished then.
No chance.
Okay.
Less TV reboots. Like no more Magnum PIs or Hawaii Five-O's.
I like those shows.
Well, of course.
Give them a different name. Be that easy, wouldn't it?
Then it'd be flops.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, this will make a lot of people in this town happy.
All right.
Number 5. Schiff and Pelosi resigns.
Why would they resign? They like their jobs.
We don't.
Okay, well, just impeach them.
Oh, because that's working so well so far.
Yeah.
Oh, this will make you hungry and laugh. Number 4, KFC scented air fresheners.
Ilk.
No?
No. No. Sorry.
No. Gravy? How about gravy? KFC gravy.
You don't want your bathroom to smell like KFC, apparently.
No. I don't want anything to smell like KFC.
I'll pass.
When Tiff's mom worked for me several years ago when we had Spencer's Drive-In, I'm sure her mom didn't love her coming home smelling like Spencer's chicken.
God, how many years ago has that been?
It's been a couple. It hadn't been very long because Alice is only 28.
Oh, yeah, so not that long ago.
No. Number 3, see the Rolling Stones in concert before they die. Not before I die, before they die.
Well, I can't believe Keith Richards has been alive the last 20 years.
My dad always says he's dead, they just haven't told him yet.
Yeah.
And number 2, for all you wrestling fans out there, the Brock Lesnar versus Rock at WrestleMania. I'd go for that one.
I don't know anything about it. I know who The Rock is because he's doing movies now. But
and number 1, this will make everybody happy.
Oh boy,
Peace on Earth.
Yes.
Wow, it's a good one.
Somewhat generic, but it works.
I thought for sure you'd put the prediction for the 2020 election.
Well, I think that one's pretty obvious, but we're going to... Yeah.
He hinted on that one earlier.
We're praying. I mean...
Well, I just don't think... I don't think the Democrats did themselves any kind of favor with the impeachment because the Senate isn't going to... gonna vote him out, so it's not gonna happen, and all they did was waste a bunch of time and make everybody mad. So got anything else for us, Rocker?
That's it on that stuff.
Oh. So I guess we're gonna try the
Christmas.
Yep, the Christmas songs.
Did you want to take a break first?
No, let's just go right to this, and then we'll this shouldn't take real long, and then so what we're going to do, we're going to play a little bit of a song, and it'll be a very familiar Christmas song.
Do we just write the name of the song?
No, you write down the next line of the song. It's going to stop, and you'll write down the next line of the song. So you'll hear about 15 or 20 seconds of the song, and then it'll stop, and you write down what the next line will be. So
that'd be ugly.
Yeah, probably will. So let's see here. Let me make sure I have this. Here we go. Oops, nope, did it wrong already. I'm not smart enough to do that. The next line.
On a green Christmas tree.
You're not allowed to say that. You have to write it down.
Sorry.
Oh, thanks, Jackie.
Okay. I've not done this before.
Oh, sorry. Well, nobody has. I forgot to tell you that you write it down, and we'll talk about it later.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now Rocker's erasing.
Yeah.
I had no idea, so...
You don't know Blue Christmas?
This is not my kind of game. I'm so bad. I get so much grief from my husband about this kind of stuff.
The worst part is I karaoke that song Saturday night. And I still miss it.
Okay, now here's the next one. And don't shout it out, Jackie.
I'm sorry.
All right, so here's the next one.
Frosty the Snowman made the children laugh and play. Were they surprised before their eyes came to life that day? There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head.
So write down what you think the next line would be. And another Christmas favorite, if you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen.
So what do you think the next line is? Okay, we ready?
Mm-hmm.
The next one. A beloved Christmas carol that probably most of you know. Everybody should know the words for this. What do you think the next line will be? All right. And the last one.
And every mother's child is not a spy. If reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase.
So what's the next line? Go. Rocker, are you going to lose this?
It's going to be borderline.
Wow. Oh, man. We kind of know Jackie might know this first one.
We'll push on that first one.
Here comes the line we were looking for. On a green Christmas tree. Did we have that?
We do
I think
now.
After everybody, Jackie. Yeah. After Jacob gave everybody the the answer. I think we do.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think I have the right one here. And let's see here. We have...
Must have been some magic in that old silk hat they bound.
So, let's see. Here we go.
Or when they placed it on his head.
What did you have, Rocker?
Oh, God. They began to shout?
Nope. Nope. Tiff?
He began to dance around.
Jackie?
Ding, ding, ding.
He began to dance around the frosty
Rocker.
Snowman.
I can't believe you don't know these Christmas songs. I feel embarrassed to know you.
Well, just now?
Okay, so the next one.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen.
Rocker?
To hear Christmas bells?
Nope. Tiff?
To hear sleigh bells in the snow?
Yep.
You're close, Rocker.
Jackie?
Yep. To hear sleigh bells in the snow.
To hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Okay. We'll go to Silent Night. So let's see. We have.
I might have a shot at this one.
Rocker?
God. Sleep in heavenly peace?
Yep.
Nice.
Woo. Is that what you had?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody got that one?
Thank God.
You're going to have to shut them out on this next one, Rocker, and I don't think it's going to happen. But it might. You never know. So we got a Christmas song, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. And
I feel like I'm working on it.
Oops, I got the wrong one. It said it was that, but it wasn't. I bet I clicked the wrong one. I bet that's what I did. Yep, there we go.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids.
Whoops, didn't get it stopped. Rocker?
From kids to 93?
Nope, because if it's from 1 to 93, you'd have to, the next line would have to be Merry Christmas to me.
Okay.
Tiff?
From kids to 1, from 1 to 92.
Yep.
Phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
You went down in flames on Christmas songs, Rocker. Kids from 1 to 93, and then that last line would have had to be Merry Christmas to me.
I'm off by year.
Yeah, but you have to rhyme it with me instead of you. Oh, Rocker. Okay, so we're going to take another break here real quick. Then we'll come back and we'll talk some more with we'll get to the serious part with Jackie and Tiff back in just a...
Is Christmas about buying a tree and hanging lights that glow, sending out cards to the people you know? Is it a chubby old man in a suit that's red saying, ho, ho, ho? Is it mom in the kitchen cooking turkey and ham? Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual asked me to remind you it's all of these things. And most importantly, it's the birthday of a very special little baby boy. Keep Christ in Christmas. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency at 888-375-4181 wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. The holiday party season is here, so let us help you with your party planning. Call us for our famous chicken. We can make you any amount, large or small. Just call us ahead of time at 419-375-2865 and let us know what you need. We'll have it ready to go for you. Just give us a few days' notice for larger orders. Don't forget about our popular veggie trays, fruit trays, and our new sandwich trays. And, of course, our three different sizes of meat and cheese trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order. And while you're here picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of our delicious cheese balls and the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream. We have it all. Let Wayne Street Market take the work out of your party planning. Just give us a call at 419-375-2865 and see what we can do to make your party plans easier. Wayne Street Market, your holiday party headquarters.
Here are the basketball games coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, Our Lady Indians will travel to Parkway and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game. On Friday, the boys will host the Parkway Panthers, and that will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and Bobby Leverett. On Saturday, the boys will host defending state champions, the Crestview Knights, and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game, and the Traveling Tribe will be hosting their German dinner in the Commons starting at 4 o'clock. You'll need to buy your tickets ahead of time in the high school office. We have a big week of games coming up, so get out and cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Pre-sale tickets for Friday's home boys basketball game with Parkway and Saturday's home boys basketball game with Crestview will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be sold from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Pre-sale tickets are $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door for both adults and students will be $7.
Yep, will be $7. That got cut off. Not sure why. So we're back here. We're talking to Jackie Broering and Tiffany McElDowney from Performance Physical Therapy. So what is physical therapy? What do you do? What does it do for people? What is it? For those of us who haven't, I've had some, but not a bunch.
It's, in short term, we're really just trying to get you back to your daily activities and your daily lifestyle. Our goal is to give you all of the information, education-wise, and to kind of just rehab you back to health, regardless of what the condition is. We see everything. We see kids all the way up through geriatric, with just generic pain, back pain, neck pain, post-op, neurological conditions, strokes, spinal cord injuries. We've seen some kind of bizarre stuff here and there in the clinic. But the second you walk through the door, our goal, as a physical therapist, we do a full evaluation, head to toe. It's not just if you come in with back pain, we're not just looking at your back. Our bodies are, the way God made us and designed us, it's all connected and all correlated. So we look, at the whole body, get a good history, and then we kind of really get a thorough evaluations. We get our hands on and really kind of assess. And that's what I think is really unique about our profession is that we are, we like to kind of get a good feel for how things move. We don't just sit and talk to you about it. We like to see and feel how are your joints moving, how are things working, and visualizing how things are going. And then we take all of that information and then we design a plan of care to that best fits your needs, And that's what I think at this clinic we do a very good job. We're not your cookie cutter clinic. We're not just sitting here saying, okay, you're going to go out to the gym and do these three exercises because you have back pain. It's designed based off of what we find at your evaluation. We're really kind of designing your individualized plan of care. And, whether it be you need more hands-on techniques or, do you need to get out and do some more strengthening? And most of the time it's the combination of both. But, so we're taking all of that and we're just trying to, and we're taking what your needs are. We're trying to figure out what do you want to get back to? Because everyone's needs are different. You know, mm-hmm. are you working in a factory job? Are you wanting to get back into playing sports? You know, like we kind of had mentioned earlier in the off side, you know, we had a patient who wanted to get up in a tractor. So what do? We had K&L bring a tractor over, and we said, all right, let's work on getting you in a tractor. And we got him out, and Jackie worked with him on doing that. And I think that's great that we, you know, like we talked about, to have the community that supports that. But, you know, our goal at the end of the day is to get you back to what you want to do. And I think we are, you know, so driven to provide those needs to those people to do that. So it's not always no pain, no gain. You know, that's not always the case. But in some instances, it is. You know, people always think of PT as pain and torture, and it's not. It's not always the case. I always tell people at the end of the day, you'll thank us, you know, when you are going through those times of hard times, and it is a struggle. But our goal at the end of the day is to get you back on your feet and to be pain-free. So that's essentially, you know, as a physical therapy and a physical therapy assistant, that's our goal at the end of the day, is to get you there.
I would say, like, what would if you had to figure out, you know, what is a physical therapist, especially working in an area in very rural, you know, in rural, you know, Mercer County, you don't have the luxury of having a, you know, a high specialty. You know, you don't get to see just one type of condition. And which is awesome, because in Ohio, since you don't need a physician's referral to be seen by a physical therapist, if you have a problem, you know, you have a neck problem, or you have a back problem, or you have foot pain, or plantar fasciitis, you have something going on, and you don't know exactly what's going on, that's what a physical therapist is. We are trained in medicine, but yet we're also part investigator, because we don't want to treat just your pain. We want to figure out what is causing your pain so that we actually fix the problem, and not just, okay, you've got, you know, foot pain. Well, I would say, you know, for example, when I treat like plantar fasciitis, I would say the amount of time I spend looking at the working on directly on the bottom of your foot is 5%. Right. You know, we look at your foot, we look at your knee, we look at your hip, we look at your back, all these things, and we look at your toe. Right. You know, all these things that actually contribute to the reason why you're having your foot pain to begin with. Because if you fix the root cause of it, we fix you.
And we're trying to prevent the next injury at the same time, you know, by doing that. We give you all, we do our best to give you that education at the end of the day to prevent it from coming back.
So then we're also, you know, we're kind of like part, you know, we're also teachers and psychologists and, you know, all those things all wrapped up into one package.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you, is most of your, of what you do, is it mostly treating things that have happened? Or if somebody comes to you and says, you know, there's a lot of people in my line of work or in this sport or something that have this particular injury, are there things you can tell them to kind of watch or do a little differently, or say, well, these three guys that had this, they had done this wrong? Is there anything, is there a program, a preventive type program? Or
that's actually a really, really good question. And we can do several things. You know, we have a program for your middle-aged to middle-aged woman, you know, for like women's health. We have a, you know, Tiffany is her extensive training beyond just PT school is exclusive with women's health. So we have a program developed for helping you prevent osteoporosis from getting much worse, or education as far as posture, as far as maximizing your function. But then we also, we do a lot of athletes, or work with a lot of athletes. And the one thing that we've noticed, and this came from a need from just seeing so many kids, especially this last year, there were so many football players that we have had labral tears and rotator cuff injuries. I've never seen this many labral tears and rotator cuff injuries ever. And so what we've done is we actually have a program that we just started last year. Sarah Wenning Top, she has actually has pretty much taken it and developed, it's a functional movement screen. So as a prevention program, we do it both on the individual level as well as a team. So we've screened the Fort Recovery, you know, some of the basketball players, the softball players, volleyball players. We've done Coldwater, we've done some St. Henry. And we bring them in as a team, and we also can do it on an individual basis. And we run them through a very scientific program, you know, that addresses their flexibility, their mobility, their agility, and their strength and power. And you run them through these tests, we videotape them, and then we look at these, how are they doing? And we've been seeing patterns of, okay, this school, we know that they have a loss of mobility here and they lack strength here. And so what we're doing to help, just as a community service for the team, is like, these are the problems that we have seen collectively. And then we develop a program for the coach to say, hey, you know, these are going to be the stretches and the strengthening exercises that we're going to do, either they're in season or off season, to help prevent those injuries. And I know it sounds counterintuitive, but I think that's really, I mean, as a mom, you know, if there's something out there that my kid can do and, you know, to help prevent an injury, it's so very worth it. And I think a lot of, you know, I see what a lot of programs, what they're doing, and it's a lot of power, it's a lot of, you know, strength training, but there's a lot of fundamentals that go on before you begin just putting some weights on a kid and say, hey, let's do some squats, let's do some cleans or bench press.
Yeah.
There's so many other things to look at before you just do that. So that's one of the things that we're doing. We're taking our clinical expertise and working with the coaches and helping hopefully prevent a lot of injuries to begin with.
A good friend of mine, Gary Brewery, who passed away.
Love Gary.
I took Gary to his, at the end there.
No.
He would not miss going to his PT, and he loved those girls, and they loved him.
We love Gary.
Yeah.
God rest his soul.
Yeah, he was just, and when I would take him in there, you know, we'd walk in with him, and they just treated him like that, you know, and it was just, I'll never forget, he just loved that place, and I loved how they treated him.
In fact, it was kind of funny. Gary gave me a Elaine gave me a bottle of wine the night that he passed away. I was his last visitor that he saw, and Elaine gave me a bottle of his favorite cab, his Speedy Creek cab, and that was the one bottle of wine that I'm like, we're not going to open this bottle of wine until we can open our new building. And sure enough,
did you open it?
Yeah, this. So Gary was so instrumental, even in, you know, for me on a personal level, that guy, he was so encouraging, you know, he, even being in, you know, the business that he was in as well, you know, he was always so, as much as we motivated him, he motivated us. And that's the sauce, you know. I feel like that's the connection. That's what makes, that's what makes our business, our organization just so different. It's just that it's a relationship. It's not just a transaction. We build relationships, and Gary's a perfect example of somebody who I'll never forget. I'll never, ever forget.
Yep. Let's take one more quick break so we can get Bob and Fee on the air with a swim team coach. But we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute. We'll hear a little bit here from Performance Physical Therapy with Jackie doing the...
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 60-cent wings, traditional or boneless, and draft beers for only $1. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of two sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
The National Honor Society at Fort Recovery High School is offering free gift wrapping to the public this Christmas. If you're short on time and still need your gifts wrapped, or even if you just don't feel like doing it yourself, just bring your gifts to the high school commons area on Sunday, December 15th between 8 a.m. and noon, and they'll wrap your gifts for you. There's a voluntary free will donation, so you can pay whatever you like. Take the easy way out this Christmas. Just take your gifts to the Commons on Sunday morning, December 15th, and the National Honor Society will be happy to wrap your Christmas gifts for you. It's just their way of saying Happy Holidays from the National Honor Society.
We're back on Insight with Performance Physical Therapy. We have Jackie Broering and Tiffany Garkey-McElDonny with us. So we've kind of gone through a whole bunch of things. How about if you recap performance physical therapy? Where are you? You know, just how do you get a hold of things? And I think you have an event coming up.
Yeah, we have two locations. Our first location, 1100 Commerce Street, here in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. We share the same building with Amy Wendell Family Health. And our brand new facility, or at least new to us, is at 216 West Main Street in downtown Coldwater. And we have a open house. We just opened our doors for business yesterday at 7 o'clock in the morning. Took our first patient there. And we have an open house on Sunday from 1 to 3. So if you want to check
at
out
at your new location.
At the brand new location in Coldwater.
And it's basically between the Mr. Shop and the Grill on Main.
Correct.
Right in there. There's a couple of buildings on each side. But if you get in that block, you'll find it.
If you see white and black building.
Yeah, if you see a white painted brick building.
That your dad wouldn't approve of.
Yeah, you don't paint brick. Yeah. That's where on Sunday. So if you have nothing better to do and you want some good free snacks.
Free snacks. So you didn't mention that earlier.
Free food, free drink. Yeah, come on and check it out.
And that's, when is that?
That is on Sunday, December the 15th, from 1 to 3.
From 1 to 3. That's awesome. And if somebody, why would somebody, what's a good reason for them to come and see you?
Let's see. There's not a good reason not to.
Come chat if you want.
Because as you mentioned, you can do preventive.
Yeah, we can do preventative. Yeah. We see pretty much anything.
Any kind of pain that you would probably go to see your doctor for is what we have walking through our door here. You know, so you have to realize that. And we hear it a lot from our patients. Like, I dealt with it for 5 years. I'm like, you don't have to deal with it for 5 years. You know, you can get it.
Yeah.
You can get it corrected. You know, not always. You know, I'm not saying we're 100%, but we can get you on the right track.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think of physical therapy as something for injured athletes and people with strokes, and that's obviously things you do.
Actually, if there's anything, what I think is really, really good is that with some of the technologies that we use, some of these rotator cuff tears, you know, if you're not a good candidate to even have a rotator cuff repair to begin with, or say you just want to kind of try to rehab it as much as possible or get your strength back, there's a lot of things that we actually see, back pain. You know, you don't need surgery or you end up avoiding a surgery. And that's really a very good conservative way on managing your symptoms.
Right.
Other than, you know, medicine or going under the knife too quickly.
Yeah.
Yep. So, Again, two locations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Four physical therapists, four physical therapy assistants, and all kinds of other good, friendly people working for you, including mm-hmm. your maintenance man. That sounds like he might have built your new your new building.
He's done a lot over there.
He's done a lot. He's done a lot.
So, we thank you very much again, Jackie Broering and Tiffany Garkey McElDowney.
Thank you.
Visiting with us tonight from Performance Physical Therapy. We'll be coming up with the swim team and swim team coach and Bubba and Fee in just a couple of minutes. Thanks again, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Really nice.
You bet. We'll see ya.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank